Senator McCarthy on 90.
You know this fella out there, Gene?
Fred, yes.
With the Federal Reserve, that they're talking about wanting him to go on the Federal Reserve Board.
Fred Deming, yeah.
Yeah. Would you put him on it?
Well, I'd put him on. He's a good fellow, but we're under no compulsion to put him on. And I've talked to him. He thinks a lot of Robertson. He said he's like any fellow in that field. He'd like to be in the big spot. Walter Heller has some reservations. He says he hates to lose him from the Ninth Federal Reserve, where he's a pretty good man. But he's a good fellow, a good Democrat, and he's on the liberal side, and he's not a talker. You know.
Now he'll have enough guts so to stand up and give us some low interest rates.
Yeah, he'd stand by on that, I think. Walter says he will.
Would you reappoint Robertson, or would you appoint him?
Well, I don't really know Robertson, excepting that the independent bankers and so on, and Walter Heller, everybody seems to think he's a pretty good fellow. I just don't know him.
Well, I kind of hate to kick a fella out, yet I'd like to have some of my own men.
Yeah, that's kind of it, you know. You start listing the fellows you can really trust, the list gets pretty short, Mr. President.
Yeah.
Huh?
You better go to work on that excise tax bill. They tell me Hayden's in the building this morning and didn't even vote on her amendment. And we're not counting very well up there. We lost Hill and Eastland both. We didn't think we'd lose, but fortunately we picked up some Republicans we didn't expect to get, and we just lucked out on it.
Worse than that, we lost Warren Magnuson.
Yeah, well, we expected to lose.
Got to scold him a little bit. Henry, I expect to lose, but not Warren.
Why is Henry voting against us all the time?
Oh, I tell you, I think Henry, this has been coming on for a long time. I don't know just when the breakthrough occurred, but he showed signs of this, Mr. President, when he was in the House. He did.
Unless we can't afford to lose that excise tax, though.
No, I think we can beat that.
That's too close. Well, then you build home, isn't it?
Yeah, now that we've beaten Ribicoff.
What's this damn fool Gore want to investigate everybody for?
Oh, I don't
just know. For the campaign.
I suppose.
Will that have any sentiment in the Senate?
I don't think so.
Gene, they ought to go on and close down that circus, have Bobby, have them all, get through with it and get it behind us before, because every week they play it, it just makes it that much more trouble.
That's dead right.
See what you can do about it.
I'll do that. Right. And I wanted to ask you, I got the text of that Goldwater speech out home. Do you think we ought to take him on?
Yeah, I would, just a jocular way. And
yeah,
just say being awfully reckless and dangerous.
Getting any text on it, and we'll try to get do something about it this afternoon.
Bundy thought you could do an excellent job of it, and I just think you ought to.
Yeah.
Just point out to the difference between the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. We are responsible in foreign policy.
Yeah.
We try to go along, support their president, keep free from criticism. And they just hack at him all the time, and we ought to have one nation now as the world, and water politics ought to stop at the water's edge.
Well, this is the worst, I think, you know.
Yeah, I think go after him. Thank you, my friend.
We'll go to work on the excise thing. I think we can firm these fellows up on that, and we'll do something on it.
You get your speech up, though, before Goldwater gets dead.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, this afternoon.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Mr. President.
Operator?